You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. We woke up, we are breathing, and we have an opportunity today to be intentional about what we want our day to look like and feel like. And so on that note, I just want everyone to know, I know that you all know Dr. Erica, that's me. I take CBD every day. Every morning I take CBD. So I'm going to ask you, have you had your CBD today? Because I am a psychologist of 23 years and I am a daily user of CBD. And I have noticed that when my patients give CBD a try, they have amazing benefits, relieving some of those symptoms of anxiety, depression, insomnia, chronic pain, stress, and just many symptoms of mental and physical health, because CBD is all natural. The CBD that I sell is organic, and it is legal in all 50 states without a prescription. You don't have to worry about side effects because it's from a natural plant. There are no toxins in it, no chemicals in it, and you know it does not require a prescription. And so I just want you to know that you don't have to live with stress and anxiety and depression and pain and insomnia, because there is a natural alternative. And so if you haven't tried CBD yet, I am a strong advocate and daily user of it, and I would suggest it. And so I'm just going to say, give it a shot if you haven't already. You can find it at hemphappier.com, and I'd like to hear what you think. All right, and so today I have with me a wonderful, beautiful, amazing woman. Her name is Dr. Shawn Kyle. And Dr. Shawn Kyle is a friend of mine. We have been friends for years. And so I have to say, personally, this woman is amazing. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Shawn Kyle is a motivational speaker, best-selling author, show host, minister, and mother of five, who teaches individuals how to move forward in life holistically through faith for spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental wellness. She has spent over 20 years in higher education law, teaching and administration before answering her call to holistic faith ministry. Shawn tells her audience the real, raw and uncensored truth about her traumatic downward spiral into homelessness, chronic illness, and character assassination. Woo, giving me goosebumps. She shares how she used her time-tested, faith-forward, holistic approach to turn her life around to thrive and succeed. She has audacious tenacity for life, forged through fire, and now encourages and coaches others on how to make a plan, hustle, and win. Love this woman. Welcome, Dr. Shawn Kyle.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, Dr. Erica. It's my pleasure. I appreciate you asking me to be on your show. Your show is so amazing. And, you know, all your listeners are faithful and just, you know, constantly listening to your show. And it's just a pleasure to be on here. You know, you are awesome in your own right. You know, again, we've been friends for a while, so I know and I see you with the kids and managing your work life and just growing an amazing ministry, if you will, through psychology and sharing with people how to manage those things, as you've said, with alternatives to just prescriptions. I myself have, you know, have been in that state where I had such panic attacks, anxiety, depression, you know, brought on by circumstance, environment, probably some heredity in there too. So I know the struggle it can be to kind of, should I take all these drugs? Should I, you know, figure out how to get into a therapy class or get in with a therapist and how to manage that? And CBD really has managed quite a few things for me too. It's managed that anxiety. It's managed, I get arthritis in my hands. So it's managed that arthritis. And I think you know, but your listeners may not know, but I'm a lupus warrior. And so with lupus, you know, it's a chronic illness. The best thing you can do is manage it. And so similar to anxiety and depression, you may be someone that, you know, it might be a long term or chronic thing for you, but there's lots of ways to manage it. So I appreciate the CBD oil's effect on my life in managing those things. And of course, faith is where I go first. But, you know, and, you know, your mental wellness, I think, starts with where you are, whether you are grounded in that faith or not. And, you know, people can start off lots of different ways with their faith, but just opening your mouth and giving glory to God, like I did this morning, and opening your eyes just gets you right on step, gets you right out there to get started where you need to be. So, I know you wanted me to share a lot about my backstory. And this show is, first of all, I think it's supposed to be PG-13. So I'm going to keep it.
You know what? I always tell people, Sean, Dr. Sean, I say speak from the heart, because your story connects with other people's story. And yeah, we realize how connected and common and similar we are. So speak from your heart. Yeah. Don't censor yourself.
Okay. Because I normally can be very uncensored. But again, I'm aware that sometimes, you know, we're mothers, right? And so you want to be proud. You want your children to be proud of the things you're doing. So I censor it just for the mere fact that there could be, you know, young ears that pay attention to what we do. We want to be mentors. We want to be leaders. We want to be people that people can look up to even in their youth. And so I'll censor it just for that, just for that.
So, okay.
But I have to say, when sometimes you get to these crossroads in life that you believe you have no preparation for, right? It was not part of the plan. It wasn't on that roadmap. And that's really where my ministry began. So in my life, you know, I wouldn't say I'm atypical, but it's not as common as I would like to see for our youth. But I grew up with, you know, for the most part of my life, both my parents. You know, I grew up with educated parents. I grew up in a nice home where parents encouraged me. They supported my athleticism with track. They supported my education. They were involved in my everyday activities. We ate together. You know, they were at all my school events. And so I grew up in a very supportive nature. Everyone told me I was smart and you're beautiful and you can conquer the world. Just go out there. You know, education was expected. You're supposed to excel in everything you do. So whatever you put your mind to do, if you say you're going to do it, my parents were the kind of parents that they were going to make sure you were going to get there. And so I can say that, you know, watching shows like The Cosby Show, and I tell people that, you know, when I'm speaking, you know, in groups, that my parents, you know, were not Claire and Cliff. They were not perfect. And they even were divorced for a time and got remarried. So I got to see how that played out. But I wanted that life, right? My parents seemed to have portrayed that to be a good thing. And we went to church together, you know, it was a good life. And so I wanted that for my life. And so when I went off to college, you know, you have all these hopes and dreams for your career and all this, but I was on a fast path. I wanted to get the career done, the education done, the marriage done, the kids. I wanted it all, and I wanted it all right now, you know. So there's definitely...
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, man. It's a lot of pressure. But I wanted it all early. you know, you have, I meet so, such dynamic women who are like, well, you know, when I was in college, I just wanted to get college right. And then, you know, later on, I wanted to get grad school right. And then later, I wanted to get the husband right. And then the kids right. And I'm like, no. I'm 21 years old. I want it all right now. So I started on that fast path. And I think that for the most part, I had it. I had what I dreamed in my spirit to be what I needed. I wanted a husband. I wanted 5 kids. I actually wanted 10. But I got 5 out of it, and I had 4 wonderful sons and a wonderful daughter. I had a great career in academia. I was a professor, and then on the side of compliance and administration with regulations, got some great opportunities to speak and do articles there, to go to conferences and speak. I became a commissioner. So I started writing higher education policies and admissions and financial aid all over the country. And really started, you know, you get to this point where you're like, I'm part of the best groups. You know, I'm in the best sorority. I'm in all the affluent African-American women's group. I have
you in your flow, right? You in your flow. You flowing.
I'm flowing.
I get it.
Right? I got the man. I got the kids. Woo, woo. I got the house. Everything is great. And it's like, whoop. The car just like stopped. Like I thought I was driving the car, but I realized I was a passenger in this car, and that this whole car just, it didn't just stop. It crashed. When I say, Dr. Erica, it crashed. Everything that I, you know, those fears or whatever you might have in life, all of it happened at one time, and I wasn't prepared. You have these.
Wow.
If you're on a road, you might see yellow lights and red lights. You might stop and look both ways. I missed them.
Some kind of warning signal, some red flag.
I missed them. I was on go. I was on green. And when the yellow and the red came, I didn't even see them. I just, and so when you go through the red light, when you think it's green, what happens? You get
crash.
Crash. And so all these intersections, all these cars came at me at one time. So, I had been married for 20 plus years. I found myself in divorce.
Wow.
Wrongfully terminated. And then ending up in I was a whistleblower and ending up being retaliated against. And now I have to fight in criminal court. The retaliation went criminal. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm in divorce court. I'm in criminal court. The finance, without the career, now the finances are tanking. And I'm losing the house. I'm losing the car. The kids were in private school. I'm trying to figure out, okay, how is all this going to happen without a job? And then lupus hits. I get diagnosed with lupus. And you know, as a doctor, you know, lupus can be brought on by stress. I think if you lose your career.
Yeah, chronic stress. Yeah. Right.
You lose your
career. That was a lot at one time.
It was too much. So it's
that
like,
was upside down.
It was complete radical. And it wasn't like this, okay, let me manage this one thing and then I'm gonna move on to the other. It was like boom. And I was in court, in everybody's court. I was in divorce court on Monday, I was in criminal court on Tuesday, I was in the civil courts on Wednesday, I was in IRS court on Thursday because, you know, now that I have their money and I'm like, you know,
where did you go from there?
So, honey, I had a full blown, I'll be very honest. I had a full blown nervous breakdown.
Well, that makes sense.
I was a hot mess.
If there was any reason.
I was wondering, and people were wondering, do we need to have this girl, you know.
Right.
Committed.
That's so much.
For health reasons. And I'm so passionate about mental health because I was going to lose my mind, seriously, hide up under my bed for the rest of my life. And how I got out of that, Erica, and it sounds so simple, but it's the absolute truth. I just turned myself to faith.
Wow.
I said, Lord, what is this? This is not the life you have for me. I was not prepared for this. I have no idea what to do. You're going to have to show me what to do. You're going to have to tell me exactly what to do because there's nothing I can do. And the more I spoke to God, the more I asked him and I got in a quiet place. You know, God speaks in a whisper. He does not scream at you. He wants you to give everything to him, surrender and pay attention. So I started listening and just writing notes, right? I'm like, what am I going to do about this lupus? My hair is falling out. My teeth are all jacked up. I'm gaining weight all over the place. I'm swollen. Okay, I need to start eating better. So I started changing my diet and I started exercising. And the more energy I got to get out of the bed from exercising, the more faith I started having to say, okay, I can make it through today. All right, so what am I supposed to do about my mental state? I got myself into therapy. I got group therapy, individual therapy, church counseling therapy.
I love it.
Professionals like you, so that I could talk through the crisis and make a plan. So I said, okay, wait a minute, there's something with this faith, physical health, mental health. Okay, start combining these things together. Okay, now I can start doing more and more. And then I started having positive self-talk, right? I started to get my emotions together. You are beautiful. You are worthy. You are smart. You deserve to have another love of your life, right? You are lovable. You know, all these things, because you've had all this self-talk that something must be wrong with you for all this stuff to go on. You must be ugly. You must be unlovable. So I started doing all those. I'm like, okay, so I got to get my emotional health, my physical health, my mental health, and my spiritual health together. And it's when I started doing those things that I started seeing everything start work together. I started working, right? My kids started behaving.
Right? That was all prayer.
Get these kids together. I did have to move in with my parents, right? I had no money. I was homeless. Thank God for my parents offering me a place for me and my children to land. And it became more of a blessing. It became this multi-generational house that was needed. You know, I needed them. They needed
that support. Me. That was that support.
So it became this, oh, okay, this is not really, you know, it's fine. It wasn't really just a place for me to land. This is where I can thrive. I can learn from my parents. They can learn from me. My kids can learn from them. It became very mutually beneficial for everybody involved, right? They had noise in the house now and people moving around. And so I started dating. Now, you know, there's a whole lot of frogs out there. I was like, what in the world is this hot mess after 20-something years off out of the game? I was like, you meet a whole lot of creepos and weirdos, but you meet some good people too. And they might just end up being a friend. But in my case, you know, it became someone who could see me on my journey. And his name is Greg Gary. He's my husband. And, and see you on this journey and could value exactly where you were. And I needed that. He was like, this girl right here is a diamond in the rough. And he speaking to me, right? You are beautiful. You are worthy. You just give me 5 minutes. Let me just talk to you. You know what I mean? So it was his pursuit, but it was his patience too. You know, he was there when my hair all fell out. He was there to see me crumble, but he was there to also see me starting to climb, right? And he could see me using my faith. And he could be like, wait a minute now. This girl's spending all this time in church. I went back to ministry school. I got my PhD. So it wasn't like I just had unended time. I had to get a dissertation done. So with my limited time, though, and the conversations I could have with him, we could speak life into each other. So I spoke into his life. He spoke into mine. I started speaking into friends' lives. They were like, hey, I'm going through too. What did you do? And I'm like, you got to get your faith together. You got to eat right. You cannot be out here having 12 bags of potato chips. You need to put that down and get you some vegetables in your life. You have to expend your energy with physicalness, whatever it is. I started yoga, biking, swimming, things that were natural to me and some things that weren't. Yoga was not natural to me. Running and swimming was. So just speaking to other women about doing those things. And so I started to see, you know what? This is a ministry. This is my calling. You know, when your phone starts ringing off the hook and you're writing things and people are actually reading them and they start inviting you to speak to other women's groups, and you're like, this is just me. I'm not anyone special, but they're saying, yes, you are. You have a gift. So I just prayed and prayed about that gift, that whatever I say to people is 100% real. It's 100% what God would have me to say. And whatever they can use to help move themselves forward, I'll be on that journey with you. You know, I'll tell you what it's like to be under your bed and not know how you're going to feed your children tomorrow. I'll tell you for real what that's like to be in the grocery store and you have literally $22 in your hand. And you're like, okay, I have to make it through this week. I can tell you what it's like to go to a gym and everybody's 25 years old. And you're like, I can't jump around like this. But then how to have positive self-talk to tell yourself, yes, you can. You have to make it through this moment, that this will not last always. Joy does come in the morning. It's only temporary. What you see is temporary. God is eternal. There yes. will be tomorrow. Okay, is midnight. Just go to sleep, wake up tomorrow, and do it better tomorrow. If you yeah. didn't say the right things to people yesterday, say the right things tomorrow. If you didn't speak life into yourself today, speak life into yourself tomorrow. It doesn't mean that you forget your past, right? Your past brought you where you are. And I can't say that I wish my past on anyone, but I'm telling you, I feel so good about where I am today. And I know that if I did not go through all of that, I'd be still running around here with rose-colored glasses, thinking, you know, everything's wonderful. There's no problems in the world. And I'm actually thankful for the path. I'm actually thankful for the hard road, because it didn't just make me stronger. It made my journey stronger, because that's for somebody else. That's for your listeners. That's for other people to know that you can sit in that space and lose everything, your health, your career, your family structure, and still God can use you. He can turn everything around.
I still rise.
And who knew? I wouldn't have known this stuff about myself, right? I look back and I'm like, girl, you all right. You all right.
Pat yourself on the back. But you know what? You said it when you said you took it one day at a time.
Yes.
You changed your self-talk.
Yes.
And you took care of your physical, your yeah. mental, yeah. your emotional, your spiritual, all yeah. of it.
That's right. You can't do one thing, Dr. Erica. You know, and I think as women, especially women, and you know, I'm not sure if it's an African American thing or if it's just women. We think we can do everything, right? But we always think we can do everything for everyone else. When it comes to ourselves, we don't know how to make ourselves a priority.
Yes.
So, but when everything else is gone,
I can attest to it.
To put your mask on your face so that you can live. Don't make me start crying on here. You have to live so that you can teach your children, you can teach other people that you can survive. Now, if you survive this, and when you do, you have to thrive. You have to succeed so you can turn around and show other people how to get there too. That's my job now. I can't leave you as another woman in your space. I can't let you run around here acting like you're superwoman for everybody else and not take care of yourself.
That's the faith forward ministry.
That's right. That's faith forward ministry. So this ministry came out of time tested, faith proved assurance that once you get on the other side, you're like, faith it. If you can have faith, then you can take that situation you're in. God may not get you out of it. You might have to go through it. Some people, he's like, okay, yeah, she can't take it. I mean, give it. Sometimes you got to really take it. You got to sit in your past, your current, and figure out how you're going to move forward. You have to take action. You can't stay there, because you will stay depressed. You will stay anxious. You will stay needy. I'm not going to be needy. I need to move forward. So now I have to make it. So it takes an action plan. And so this ministry is about helping you to develop your action plan. So I'm not going to just talk at you. I am going to encourage you, but I'm going to equip you, not just me, but this team I'm building and is developing. I'm telling you, it's just like this. This ministry is to encourage you, but to equip you with a life plan on how you can use your faith to move everything else in life forward. What is it that you want to do? When you close your eyes, who do you want to be? At the end of your life, that little dash, I was born in 1972. I don't know what the other end going to say, but I want that dash to have such incredible meaning that you leave something for others to do, right? And so this ministry, so I wrote this book. It's a really short book.
Faith it, take it, make it.
That's right. It's a very short three-step devotional book. It's 9 short days. If you're not sure what to do, pick that book up. It was a bestseller on Amazon, Faith It, Take It, Make It. And I wrote it, but I wrote it inspired by my story. But given the words I'm telling you by Christ himself, I sat down and he would not let me get up until I finished writing that book because it wasn't for me. It's for other people. And it's just simple steps. You got to be able to have your faith together first. You got to be able to take the situation. And now let's make a game plan, an action plan that includes spiritual wellness, physical wellness, emotional wellness, and mental wellness so that you can keep going to whatever that destiny is. Everybody has their destiny. I don't know what your end is supposed to be. I don't know if you're supposed to go to medical school. I don't know if you're supposed to get married. I don't know if you're supposed to be an entrepreneur and build your business. I don't know what you're supposed to do. You do, though. But you need an action plan. We plan for everybody else. We plan for these kids to go to college. We plan for, you know, if we have a husband, I'm telling my husband right now, I love you, Greg Gary. I do have plans for you. I do want to help you build your business. But in helping him, man, I got to get my stuff together.
Right.
My goals and my dreams fulfilled. I want into my life people to look back and be like, she did that thing. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And you know what? You know what, Dr. Sean, what I tell people who don't already have a strong faith, I say, just start talking. Just start talking to yourself.
Absolutely.
Talking to yourself as if you're talking to something higher, your higher self.
That's right.
Because your higher self is listening.
Yes.
Your higher self that comes from the creator of all things is listening.
That's so right. Even
if you don't have a faith, even if you don't, you aren't a religious or affiliated with some type of religious organization, it does not matter.
Yes.
Talk to yourself. Talk to your higher self and just take it one day at a time.
That's right.
Take it one day at a time.
Your future self. Not just higher, but talk to your future self and tell her to turn around and encourage you, right? Yeah. Say, all right, future Dr. Sean. I wasn't Dr. Sean right when this started, right? I had a JD and a master's degree, which I think are fabulous, but I did not have that PhD. I had to look at myself and say, go get that PhD. Tell Dr. Sean to turn around and tell you to get out of that bed, enroll in the class.
I love it. I love it.
20-year-olds, okay? Enroll in the class. Tell Dr. Sean in the future to turn around and tell LaShondra Kyle to get her butt up and go to class.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So, Dr. Sean, where can people connect with you?
Okay, great. You can go to the website. It's www.faithforwardministries.org. Again, that's www.faithforwardministries.org. I have a lot of resources there, events and news. It tells you where to go to connect with me, how to connect on a deeper level. I have, you know, blog posts and devotionals there, but lots of creative events people may like. I know we're in the COVID and the pandemic, so a lot of these things are taking place online. It gives you some reading resources of my book and some other people's things, some products that I'm developing for body care and health care and hair care. You can also connect with me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Dr. Sean Kyle. I also have another one, Faith Forward Ministries. You can connect with me on Instagram at I Am Sean Kyle. And for the ministry specific, at at Faith Forward Ministries. But I also have a brand new radio show, and I'm so excited about that. I was approached with doing this, and I'm just so excited to see how this is going to grow. But it's called The Morning Lift, and that's The Morning Lift. And you can go to www.themorninglift.show.com to find out the details of the calendar. But the show is premised on those four things: spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental wellness. So it's going to be Monday mornings at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time on iHeart. You can go on the Facebook page, all those things. And all the guests have all kinds of expertise in these areas. We're going to talk about
wonderful.
And get your action plan going.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Sean Kyle. I appreciate you coming on my show, sharing your wealth of knowledge with my listeners. And I just appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate being your guest. Thank you, Dr. Erica. Looking forward to connecting with you more. And if y'all don't know, Dr. Erica is going to be on my show. So y'all.
Yay! So excited.
So look at that calendar of experts and you'll find out when Dr. Erica will be on and some other people for you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.